So, Charlie, you decided to go lone wolf after leaving the Oliver Hotel last time. Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm just curious. So this is the hotel we had the big meeting in, right?
Yes.
So is this like, does it seem like this is a regular place they meet? Like, is this a one-off?
I have enough information to know that. I mean, it is, I will assume that you know enough about vampires at this point to know that they have a lot of social control, and they're very aesthetic creatures, and so they like to, even roughneck ones like Josh like to meet up in, you know, nice places to show off how fancy they are. The Oliver is a, in this world, it's a 15-story historical landmark, and is almost 150 years old. And so it's one of the places where they like to meet, but you don't know if that's like, it's not like they own the entire building and use it as their hall of doom.
Let's see. In that case, I was looking for their hall of doom. I'm going to face, are any of the, various vampires and supernatural creatures that were here previously still around? They'll leave. What's the...
Lacroix left pretty quickly. Let's see who all was there. Kindred population. The people who were at the Midnight Council were Josh Rookwood, his number one son Gabe, his werewolf lieutenant Vince, brother Ray Blanchard, who is the high priest of the Black Church in town. Lucius was there, but he left quickly. And Dr. Nick was there. You had a brief meeting with the bitch where you tried to, I don't know if you were clumsily trying to seduce her or what. Apparently it set off Jake for some reason, and he had a sort of little mini breakdown, so maybe he's got a crush on her or something.
These things happen. What group is the Black Church? Why are they so strange?
Roll your intelligence plus the cult.
All right, we'll do that. 3 successes.
All right, you don't know a whole lot about them, but they are the largest organized religion among vampires. You're a little bit surprised with what you see of Brother Ray, since he appears to be thematically either an evangelical of some kind, and the ones that you have heard about come off as being very Catholic. But, you know, maybe they just have different denominations. You don't know. But basically, it is a religion by and for vampires. And it spun off of Judeo-Christian belief. Apparently, Cain and Judas Iscariot figure into it very prominently. But beyond that, you don't know any details.
Gotcha.
Okay. Perhaps you could go visit him, and then he would be happy to preach the good news to you.
I am actually... Who seemed the least threatening out of that group?
Nick.
Dr. Nick is the one at the hospital?
Yeah.
He's a mage, isn't he?
He's a sorcerer.
Sorcerer. Mm.
I'm genuinely surprised that's the first time I've seen that gif here since I introduced that character.
Glad I can help you. Yeah. Have we asked them about Mr. Gray yet?
I think you asked Josh, and he had never heard the name.
Okay. Have we asked anyone about Amunet? Whatever. What's her name? Crap.
Amunet. You have Amunet. Not asked anyone about that.
All right. We're gonna go follow Nick and start asking some questions.
Okay.
First,
you mean just
me? But first, I'm gonna poke around the hotel. I'm gonna face in the crowd. So. I don't arouse suspicions. I will spend my essence and just blend in with the crowd, if you will. Just see if I notice anything out of the ordinary. Poking holes through some investigation, poking and prodding.
This is what though. Basically, you're going yeah. around the hotel looking for creepy things.
Yes. I'm looking for bolt holes, any areas that might be off limits, general public, that kind of thing. Just because I am paranoid and, I'm just looking. Two successes.
Right. Roll your wits plus investigation.
Yep. Two successes.
Okay. There's nothing particularly weird about the hotel itself. The room you met in, you examine it from the outside, and you realize that it is designed to be. It has a lot of soundproofing and a lot of stuff built into it to defeat surveillance. And so you think this might in fact be a regular meeting room for them.
Okay. I'm going to turn that on. I'll save that for now. Anything else on this floor that stands out as unusual?
Not especially.
Okay. All right. In that case, I have too many gifts now. That's a problem.
I can take some of them away if you want.
No. I'm going to Cynthia Natural, see if I notice anybody in the area that didn't stand out at the meeting or didn't see at the meeting. And see if we've got any watchers or anything strange like that. Wits plus investigation plus prime alert. So, is this a perception style roll?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Two successes.
Everyone left pretty quickly after the meeting broke up.
Okay. But there's no one, like, they don't have any ghouls or anything lingering about. No.
No, they don't have anyone stationed here or anything.
Okay. All right. Just checking. I'm just in a constant state of paranoia at this point. All right. Let's go talk to Dr. Nick.
Okay. You're able to catch up with him fairly easily outside. He is from here. He's walking back towards the lodge, which is about 3 blocks away. It's publicly known to all the supernaturals in town. The Square Circle Lodge takes up the top two floors of the building where Jefferson Kane's magic club, restaurant, and stage show are.
There's a lot to unpack and, there.
Yeah, and he yeah, you're able to catch him. I'm like, hey, do you need something? Is somebody hurt?
So no one's hurt, but I've got a few questions if you don't mind. We've noticed some similarities as we move through spaces, dimensions. I don't know, multiplanar travel. Who's to say? Maybe Star Trek had it right. Do y'all have Star Trek?
We have a show called Star Trek. I don't know if it's the same one you watch in your world.
I have to check it out. Have you heard anyone, maybe a title, maybe a name, Mr. Gray?
No. Who is he?
Vampire in our world. Pretty powerful. Big string puller. But he seems to be pretty consistent across both time and space, which is interesting. What about a mummy named Amanet?
Yeah. Give me a second and I'll find out. Well, shoot. There was an Egyptian deity called Amanet, wasn't there?
That would be her.
Okay, interesting.
So that's it. Do y'all have mummies here? Weird Egyptian stuff, cults, pilgrimages to the desert, and possessed people trying to, like, murder you?
Bear with me a second. I'm trying to look something up. I was just saying your name. That's what. I've heard stories about, I hate to call them mummies. That seems kind of ridiculous. But that there was a class of beings who were active in ancient Egypt that had some kind of true perfected immortality.
That tracks. It's very similar to what we've not encountered but been led to believe. I mean, as far as the ridiculousness of it,
there are vampires in your city. I'm not sure if you knew that.
Okay, yeah, but there are degrees of ridiculousness. I mean, yeah, vampires, that kind of makes sense. Like a mummy, like, does she walk around wrapped up in bandages and kill people who desecrate her tomb, or what? What's her deal?
No on the first. I'm pretty sure it's yes on the second. Apparently, she's part of what you might call an apocalypse cult, and there's a greater zero than zero chance that something she would do would cause, I don't know, untold destruction. I've been tracking her. Well, in my world, I've been suspicious of her existence for some time. Recently, we found out that she was a real thing. It's this whole thing with Betamax. Do y'all have Betamax here? Where are our haunted Betamax tag tapes? Are they back in our real world?
Yeah, you left them like months ago.
Damn it!
Oh yeah, the Betamax stuff. Yeah, like there's, I know about that. That the powers that be killed off Betamax because it could record supernatural shit. And there's these weird cults that like collect videotapes of supernatural events and trade them back and forth.
Charlie just stares because this is the first time Charlie has had this suspicion confirmed. He has spent 20 years chasing Betamax tapes and being paranoid about the supernatural and that some greater entity out there had ruined Betamax as a way, and this is just like confirmation for one of his crazier conspiracy theories.
Actually, I'm surprised I've never mentioned that before. It was a plot point from the very beginning that the Camarilla killed off Betamax for the reason that I said. And have you ever seen the VHS movies?
Yes.
The found horror movies.
Yes. Yes.
The movies themselves are not very good, but I love the framing device for it, which is in each movie there are these, you know, weird cults that collect people collect these tapes, and think that if you watch tapes in a certain order, you'll be rewarded with magical powers or something.
All right. That's wild.
I don't mean to interrupt. I just fell asleep because I have not slept. So I'm going to dip out a little early tonight, guys. Let me know if I miss anything.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. He is aware of that phenomena. And he is actually not barely old enough to remember Betamax tapes. But he... Jefferson Kane mentioned, well, he was older and more knowledgeable about such things. He mentioned that, yeah, there are weirdos who collect Betamax tapes of supernatural events, and that's why the Camarilla undermined the company.
All right. Well, Charlie now has confirmation of that, and we'll tuck that away later for just to add to his crazy conspiracy theory nuttery. That is fantastic. All right. So good to know. But you've never once what else have you heard about these? For sake of argument, let's call them mummies for right now. It's easier than arguing semantics.
I don't know a whole lot. I've heard stories. I never heard of anything in like the Knoxville area or even in Tennessee. But there, I've heard stories about how that there are beings who may, in fact, have true immortality. They've been around for thousands and thousands of years since the time of ancient Egypt, if not perhaps before. And they performed rituals to give themselves true immortality.
Interesting.
But other than that, I don't know. I mean, I've never encountered one.
Oh.
They sound like a subspecies of mage to me.
Okay. Which is a whole nother ball of wax. On a personal note, now I've got another question. So other Charlie, how well did you know him and the boys?
Well, of course I knew Charlie. I've known Charlie and the boys ever since I took over as mentor for Ben. He was brought to our attention. Actually, Bo, how long has it been since you, I don't have your timeline in front of me, since you had your first encounter with the supernatural?
First encounter with the supernatural? Gosh.
Yeah. Has it been a full year?
Yeah, it's got to be close to that. Let's see. It was the summer of 2009, right before I started 11th grade. So it has not been a full year.
Okay. Yeah, it was about 9 or 10 months ago. Poor kid got a hold of some grimoires with basic necromancy in them and tried to summon the spirit of his, you know, dead mother.
Jesus.
And it went kind of awful, as things are likely to do when you're just a kid and don't know what you're doing with magic. Our version of Charlie encountered him and covered up all of the weirdness of it, and then took him to meet Josh, and Josh called us, and I sort of got roped into being his mentor, mainly because I'm the only one in our circle who has any, you know, necromancy background.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, there's Rick Cash, but he doesn't count. He doesn't like to hang out with us very much.
Who's that?
He's another vampire, but he's very reclusive. He's of Arabic descent, but apparently he's very into voodoo and stuff.
Interesting. Was he at the meeting tonight?
No, he doesn't come to meetings for real.
If one wanted to get in touch with him, how would one go about it?
I've got his contact information back at the lodge. Why do you want to talk to the scary necromancer vampire?
I mean, I just like keeping my options open. You never know. Meeting new people, making new contacts. Who knows how long we'll be here.
Yeah, okay. If you want to come back with me to the lodge, I'll get that for you.
Sure. By the way, did you ever meet Charlie's parents?
I've never met them, but I followed their blog for a while. It was cool.
I'm sorry, their blog?
Yeah. It's called What the Heck Is That? It's a cryptozoology thing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, apparently they're like traveling around the country in an RV looking for Bigfoot.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah. But it's entertaining. Your dad's a hoot.
Anything about Germans?
In the sense of them being cryptids? No.
I was thinking more like, you know, weird medical experimentation. Does he just stand there?
I need some more context for this. Are you talking about on your parents' blog?
My parents apparently were somehow involved in strange German science experiments to possibly
your
create.
Or your grandparents were.
Yeah, my grandparents. But my parents are. Yeah.
Roll a high or low for me and tell if it's high.
We'll go with high.
Okay.
Yes.
That's high. Well, he looks a little embarrassed about that. Okay, yeah. Actually, would he know this? I think, Ben mentioned at one point, he was kind of iffy on the details, but maybe Charlie's grandfather or was an occultist back in the 30s and had some family connection to werewolves. I mean, I know you can inherit lycanthropy, and all the details on how that works. You should talk to Ben about it. No, you should talk to Jake about it. I bet he'd know.
Well, I'll do that. Let's go to this lodge. Let's go see what this place is all about.
Okay.
Do they have drinks? I could use a drink.
Oh yeah, we have a bar.
Fantastic.
We have like six sorcerers who barely get along, and we're surrounded by vampires and werewolves, so of course we have a bar.
You've met my family.
Yes, earlier tonight, in fact.
Sorry, bad joke.
Yeah, he takes you back to the lodge, which is up a flight of stairs above the Magic Box nightclub, and he points on the inside. There is a bar, and he points you towards it. And says, "All right, help yourself. I'll be right back."
I will go raid the bar. So is this where all the sorcerers in town just hang out?
Yeah, pretty much, because we're outnumbered and outgunned, so we sort of stay together. We share resources and information and try to have each other's back. But we pretty much all have different approaches to magic.
Okay.
I've been a biokinetic my whole life, but I was probably in my 20s before someone finally said, man, I explained that I was actually doing magic. I thought I had like some mutant ability or something.
Do y'all have a Wi-Fi password?
The bar downstairs does. It's and he gives you a Wi-Fi password that we'll assume that it's something clever.
Okay. Charlie's gonna whip out his smartphone and he's gonna look up his parents' blog. Because that's just absolutely wild. And he's gonna find the contact them. And he's gonna send an email. And
his phone number is on the door at the house.
But I'm not at the house.
So first of all, how are you going to identify yourself in this? Are you going to call him up and say, hey, your son is dead, but I'm your other son from another world? And
No. Charlie is slightly more subtle than that. He's going to reach out and just be like, hey, because I'm assuming they don't know at this point. This is Charlie. I just want to check in, see how the road trip's going, because they're road tripping, right? That's what
they are not at the moment. They just to clarify. So they started this blog, but probably about 6 months ago, they turned it over to Charlie and the two boys, and gave them the house, and they moved to a retirement community in Florida. They live at the Villages.
Okay. So if I contact, I'm just contacting myself. Damn. Okay. All right. But if I've got the blog, I've got access to a mailing list and a subscription list, if they have a subscription option, and everyone that is involved with the whole cryptid thing and all the conspiracy nutters. So they don't know I'm dead. So I'll do a... first I'll look through the inbox and I'll see if like there's a pseudonym or something that Charlie goes under.
Would there have been a pseudonym that you would have gone under if you had been in this world?
Oh, 100%.
Whatever that would be is what it is.
Okay. So I will find that, and then I will send out a mass email push to the mailing list, because I'm sure there's a mailing list. There's a blog, there's a mailing list. Reaching out to the southeastern region, just with some basic questions about various cryptid and conspiracy, and talk of like maybe having some kind of convention in the near future. There's new interest for the blog of setting up and having like a conspiracy theorist convention. We won't say conspiracy theorist. We'll say cryptid enthusiast, because that's what we really are. And yeah. Just wait and see what kind of response I get back.
Okay. You can do that. Make a note of it, and we will pick up next week, because, it's like, it's fairly late. It's after midnight now, so, you will get a response from your parents at this point, because they go to bed early.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
But you can send out messages, and we'll see what you get in a few days.
Okay. All right. I don't expect an immediate response. This is long-term planning. For once, Charlie has long-term plans.
I'm scared.
You should be. You should be. All right. And then he'll text the kids and check up on each one of the kids. And see what's going on with Luke and Anthony and Oliver and Olivia, who apparently is sound asleep.
Yeah, let's do it this way. Okay, you call Olivia's phone, and Ben answers it, and he seems very panicked.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because, Ben, you guys completed that ritual, and you found out where Scott Wilkerson is. You know exactly where he is. And then immediately there was a flash of light from your ritual that you had equipment that you had set up. And Olivia was closer to it than you were, and she got knocked unconscious.
Olivia's not cold. Something went wrong with the spell? I don't know what's happening.
Okay, well, I know exactly where she is because I tagged Olivia because I figure Oliver will get himself killed.
I mean, you know where she is. She's at the house.
I mean, Luke's love. Oliver's got Luke. He's fine. How far away is the house from here?
Probably between 15 and 20 minutes.
Okay. I will, be like, hey, I appreciate it. I'll be back later. I go check up on the kids. I will bolt out the door and I will Pathfinder my way there.
Okay. What does Pathfinder do again? It cuts travel time, doesn't it?
Yep, every success cuts travel time by 10%. So, streetwise.
Beautiful dice pool footage.
Three successes, so I reduce my travel time by 30%.
Okay. As I was told, there would be no math. So let's see, 15 minutes. So,
you want the math on that real quick?
It just somehow you get there in 10 minutes. You get there.
Yeah, that's about right. Actually, it's 11 minutes and 33 seconds, but that's fine.
All right.
Well, now you get there in 12 minutes.
Fine. Anyway, I arrive very quickly.
Yeah. By the way, you probably have to Uber, since I assume you don't have a vehicle, since you just stayed at the hotel by yourself.
Is it a 15-minute drive or a 15-minute walk?
15-minute drive. I mean, you know, they don't... I mean, Knoxville's a big town here.
I will... Yeah, I'll get an Uber, and I'll just, like, yell at the driver and be like, no, I don't care what your GPS says, go here. And I will direct them manually and get there faster.
Okay.
I can hotwire a car.
Okay. You get there. I don't even care. Do you tip the guy?
Of course I tip the guy. But Charlie's account. I'm not a monster.
Body's barely cold. All right. So you get there, you in fact get there at around the same time that the SUV is pulling up that has your two sons, or your son, and then your not son, it is being driven by a very handsome man that you don't know who's wearing Frank's clothes.
All right. I'm going to storm inside and look at Ben and go, what did you do to my daughter?
Hey, Ben, a guy who looks exactly like your dead father is now yelling at you in a threatening manner. And he's a werewolf.
Yeah.
This time it's not a dream.
Yeah. Ben looks at Ben and goes, shut the fuck up. I don't know what happened. Nothing like this has ever happened before. I don't know what's going on.
Of course you don't, because you're fucking incompetent, I swear.
Ben raises a flaming hand.
Charlie disappears. What's Ben's integrity?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
here
we go.
What is your integrity?
Do I have an integrity? What is that?
Yeah, middle column at the bottom.
Middle column at the bottom? Two.
And spending, let's see, hold on. Yeah, he'll spend a willpower for this.
While whatever's happening, Ben's gonna be like, yeah, because you guys know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, still can't pull it off. That's unfortunate. Okay. Try to turn invisible, no go, though.
You guys have been totally in control of this whole situation the whole fucking time, haven't you?
Listen.
Nothing's gone wrong for you.
We've survived... Two different timelines, two different worlds, not counting our own. This is the first.
You haven't survived this one yet, buddy.
At what point do the rest of us get in here?
Yes. Yeah, you. All right, Jake. You hear your brother shouting angrily, and immediately rush in, and you see Ben there. His hands are on fire,
Charlie's hand is in his jacket.
Uh-oh.
Actually, here's a good point. All right, so you got one success.
Yep.
Is there anyone who does not have an integrity of at least two? I think everyone has at least two.
Yeah, I think everyone has at least two.
Yeah. All right, so never mind. So, yeah, you walk in, and not Charlie appears to be reaching into his pocket for it. He's making a furtive gesture, which you can kill people for in the South.
It's true.
He's making a threatening gesture while putting his hand in his pocket, like he's going for a gun.
Yeah.
And my brother is panicked, screaming for his life, with his hands on fire.
Oliver will go make the popcorn.
What do I need to roll for grapple?
Oh, God. All right.
Here we go.
Dex plus brawl. Well, first of all, initiative, everybody.
Next week on...
It's my virtue and it's my motivations just to protect my little brother, Ben.
Oh, I guess I am going to make that popcorn.
Anyone who wants to do anything other than, you know, watch in bemusement will need to roll initiative.
I go on 8.
I'm on 11.
I'm also on 11.
I'm on 14.
Well, 14 wins unless the vampire does something fancy.
Well, the vampire's had an aspiration that he needs to fulfill, so instinctively thinking that I need to save what I think of as my son from my brother, I will invoke my celerity, and I will move up and pinion Charlie to the wall.
Okay.
All right, so that will also be a grapple. Oh, I love grapple. Yay! Brawl.
I mean, Charlie's not strong.
I think I have those things.
And you get to add your celerity rating to your dexterity.
Is it opposed?
Well, he has to beat your defense.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then some other stuff will happen.
Okay.
Son of a beach. Sheets.
He does not beat my defense.
Yeah, despite your unnatural speed, he just takes a step to the right, and you fly right past him.
So what do I roll to grapple again?
God damn it, Frank. This dumbass did something to Olivia.
What was Dex it?
Dex plus brawl.
Do I add my martial arts to it?
Yes, actually.
Well, you can choose brawl or martial arts is different here. Yeah.
Okay. 4 successes.
Okay, well, that will beat your defense. All right, well, so you
that's what I meant to do.
You grab a hold of not dad. Now, are you still, you know, kind of sort of in the grip of a delusion about that?
Right now, I don't know. My delusion is, my virtue is in check right now. Protect my brother.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so you got a hold of them. So now both of you make opposed strength plus athletics rolls.
Oh, he's going to. There's no way unless I just get incredibly lucky.
I believe in you, Stick.
I got 1.
I don't believe in you very much. But...
No.
Right, strength plus.
Charlie's past his prime.
Okay. Oh, do I add my potence to that?
Yeah.
How do you have potence?
He used a red coat.
Oh.
He was a lupine before he became a werewolf.
1 success.
1 success. 9 dice. 1 success.
Rolling like me.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. You don't actually roll that. You add that to your success.
Oh, I add to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So re-roll that without your potence dice. Oh, wait, no, never mind. No, I had it right the first time. I had it right the first because you're not doing damage yet. So that was correct. You've got a hold of them, but you were not able to perform any type of maneuver on him. So that was 14, 13, 12, 11.
I don't actually know what my initiative was because I used celerity on this.
I'm an 11. I am going to yell at Oliver that this dumbass did something to knock his sister, to injure his sister, and I want some kind of answer on what exactly he fucked up.
Is she breathing?
I don't know. I haven't been able to check her yet.
Well, all right. Who wants to check her? We'll say, Oliver, that...
Ben would definitely have checked.
You actually did check her. She is breathing. She's just unconscious.
She's breathing. She's just out. I don't know what happened. The magic went wrong somehow.
Oliver, what are you doing? Protect your sister, Oliver. Avenge your sister. Do it.
Well, he's got to wait until after I go anyway.
I'm just going to walk up. I'm just going to go check on Olivia on the ground and, like, do a once-over on her, like, she's breathing, whether it's, like, scorch mark, is she having, like, the black ick on her that happened to me or anything like that?
You roll your wits plus medicine.
I actually have medicine.
Wow, I did not know that.
One success.
All right, she is alive and breathing. You think something just stunned her, probably?
Charlie, she's most likely fine. She just seems to be knocked out. But I guess Oliver wouldn't know that at all if it was like anything magical. Just like, okay, whatever you did, we have contact with people who could potentially get her out of it if it was something that was magical, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could just call Nick. I just hadn't had a chance yet.
Okay, did you do this on purpose?
God, no. We were just trying to do the tracking spell, and then this happened.
See, Charlie, it's okay. She's gonna be fine.
I'm gonna stop struggling with Jake, but I'm gonna look at Ben and be like, if you ever do anything to put either one of my children in danger again, fucking shoot.
Yeah, because you haven't done enough of that already.
Listen, I've kept these two kids alive.
Yeah, by the way, Bruce, take a rage.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I look at Oliver and Frank, and I say, if you guys can't keep him under control, I will burn this whole fucking house down around us.
I would like to point out that I said both of my children, Oliver. I'm just saying.
It's just the one he hears about. What
I'm talking about.
All right, son, just turn. First of all, please turn off your hands, because I don't like what that's doing. We've got this. I know you didn't do anything to Olivia.
Okay, Ben shakes his hands and the fire goes away.
And Charlie, don't threaten my son again.
Who?
I'm going to look at Luke like he's kind of crazy.
She's assuming you have no idea who I am.
Luke, why don't you roll manipulation plus intimidation?
Ooh, I may have those things.
He's not your son.
It's all I've got right now. all right. Let's see.
What? All right.
Hey, it's one.
Charlie, what's your integrity?
Two.
Yeah, you are not particularly impressed.
But I'm so good looking.
You are good looking.
Thank you.
By the way, I don't know who this guy is. I assume it's Luke.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think you knew that he was going to have his face altered.
I did. I assume it's Luke. It probably sounds like him, because I'm sure he didn't have his voice altered.
Could they do that too?
Probably.
I mean, cool like this now.
Oh, God.
It's my new voice.
I need to take a rage. It's the British.
Okay, but everyone calms down.
I will go crack a couple of beers and just like start handing them out to people and just like, and when I get up to Ben, it'd be like, for your hot hands.
Ben nods and just downs it.
Now, how does Ben react when Frank calls him his son?
Well, he's confused for a lot of reasons right now. I mean, he was just so much.
I'm trying to bond here. That's also part of my aspirations.
Yeah, I think Ben appreciates it, but he's very confused because also you have a different face on.
Exactly. I'm not the face of the guy that murdered your mother.
Yeah, it's both comforting and concerning.
I did this for you. And the law enforcement of the Southeastern United States.
Oliver should check his DMs.
Okay, Oliver is checking his DMs.
I didn't get any DMs. Dad obviously loves you more again.
There we go. Well, my son's trying to say hello.
Hello, son.
Hello, little hood.
He just woke up from a nap.
So is it, I don't know, the cultural situation. Is it okay to announce, you know, arrangement between him and Twig? Is it too early?
I think we should. Who, by the way, is walking now, which is fucking terrifying.
Just wait. Wait till she starts running.
That's right around the corner. When I mean walking, I mean, like, does not want to hold either one of our hands. Like, I have to move all of my Funkos and a bunch of other stuff up a level because now she just has perfect accent.
Just wait till she's old enough to start quoting Ayn Rand at you in Teenage Rebellion.
Ooh.
That's not going to happen.
Is she a full year now?
16 months.
That's almost a year.
Yep. A little bit over.
As I understand math.
Yeah, 16 months. Yep. So.
Terrible twos are right around the corner.
How many months am I old? I need to figure that out.
I think you're at the age where you don't want to do that. I know I am.
I'm definitely that age. I don't want to do that. But no, she is 100% walking, and she is starting to say sentences. Her favorite word is no. Just think fantastic.
And it will be for a long time.
Yeah. Thank goodness. It's what I want in life for her. But yeah, it is terrifying. Y'all should come visit. Anthony, you should come visit. Bring we got guest rooms.
I'll be more than happy to visit North Carolina anytime. Yeah. Don't North Carolina, right?
Yep, just outside the triangle.
I'll visit when you're in Scotland.
We actually got her passport in yesterday. Oh, nice. We're ready to go. My toddler has a passport.
Alan, is this a good place to
I was trying to look up something for Bruce.
Yeah, and I would definitely say, like, once everything calmed down, I would be like calling or texting Nick. So we can round that up next week.
I'm just trying to figure out how not to viciously turn into a werewolf and kill everyone because my rage is.
Yeah, he's one away from popping, and I'm trying to figure out.
Ooh, then let's definitely pause.
Just like
take a vacation.
Just like Goose from.
Yeah, well, that's what I was asking. Is there a way for me to do that instead?
When you reach 9, you have to roll resolve plus composure. If one thing, you can lose 1 point with 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep, but when is that ever going to happen?
I mean, you could go to bed now. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you could also, if you meditate, you can spend essence to cancel out rage 1 for 1.
Okay. So I can goose frog off. Okay.
We got a punching bag. You can take some of that out.
Meditate. Things Charlie has never done for 500, Alex.
Yeah.
Somebody call.
So we will. Parent on that list too. We will stop there. Let's see. Make me some notes here. Let's see. Campaign. Olivia passed out.
Which is ironic, considering.
I'm totally drawing a mustache on her lip with a marker.
Jake won away from frenzy.
Oh, next week's going to be fun.
But did I protect my little brother?
Yeah. You All think right. you did it. Huh?
And that's what matters.
All right. So exactly. everyone take a beat for every dramatic success or failure, a beat for being here. A beat for every aspiration fulfilled.
Fantastic.
Hi, this is Bo. thanking you for listening to another episode of Southern Gothic Gaming. Welcome back to the adventures of the Connor family. The first arc of the aberrant storyline has drawn to a close, and we return to a world of werewolves, vampires, and vast horrors beyond comprehension. If you want to follow along live, you can do so by becoming a member of our Patreon. On Patreon, you will get early access, character breakdowns, and more. You can even join in our Discord group to interact with us and potentially join in one-off specials. Please rate or review wherever you listen to podcasts, and, as always, episodes are released every Friday night. Your players for this session have been Alan as the storyteller, Anthony as Oliver, Beau as Ben, Brooke as Olivia, Bruce as Jake, Luke as Frank, and Stick as Charlie. The intro and outro is Wayfaring Stranger by Brian Mitchell. Thank you again, and we hope you listen in for our next session.